The first thing we're going to do today is talk about your neighbor. You know, the conservative who lives next door, likes ski vacations and potatoes. That's right, Idaho. Today, your neighbor, Idaho, is busy picking a Republican presidential nominee. First time ever in the month of March, by the way. Idaho used to vote in May, but the lawmakers there thought maybe voting earlier would give Idaho some more national influence. So did it work? I asked Boise State University political science professor Jacqueline Kettler how much love the GOP candidates are giving Idaho this time around.
It's getting some attention. We've had visits by Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Marco Rubio. Both of them have television advertising. We haven't really heard much from Donald Trump, but that kind of fits with his strategy with some other states as well. So,
how have each of the candidates treated Idaho differently?
Ted Cruz has kind of identified, you know, this key policy issue in the West and in Idaho about federal lands. When he was in Idaho, he campaigned on transferring federal lands to the state or private interests.
Okay, so Senator Cruz focusing on the federal lands issue. Mm-hmm. We're very familiar with that now from the standoff at the wildlife refuge in Oregon. And what is Cruz's message to Idahoans? Idahoans? Idahoites?
Sure, yeah.
What's the proper term?
I usually say Idahoans.
Idahoans.
Yeah, and so there's a split in the Idaho Republican Party. Not everyone believes that the federal land should be transferred to the state or sold. But Ted Cruz definitely identified that, you know, speaking in northern Idaho with some of that branch of the Republican Party, that something that would play well is transferring federal lands to the state or potentially selling it to private interests.
Where did Cruz go? In Idaho?
He spoke in Coeur d'Alene. He also spoke in Boise, but where I've seen more discussion about him just talking about federal lands, especially in his Coeur d'Alene talk.
Yeah, Boise is if there's any liberal center in Idaho at all, it would be Boise.
Yeah, that or Sun Valley, perhaps.
But, Sun Valley, yes. And let's talk about Rubio's take on Idaho. What did you hear him say?
Rubio's really kind of approached Idaho as we're in the stage where I really need to start winning. And Idaho is a place where if he does well here, he could kind of jumpstart his campaign again. And so that was a message he had when speaking, at least in Boise, was that he was kind of relying on Idaho to jumpstart his campaign and get him on a winning track. And he focused on his conservative values, you know, gun rights, abortion, those types of things. But he also discussed his ability to win in November, trying to use that as persuasion to turn out and vote for him.
Rubio is relying on Idaho? What do the polls say his odds are there?
Well, at least that was his message to people in Idaho. And, I mean, he's been polling third here in Idaho. Not that far behind Ted Cruz, but his ability to win the state seems rather unlikely.
And Trump is in the lead pretty handily in the polls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been rather limited. We don't have a whole lot of polls operating in the state. But yeah, Trump seems to have a pretty steady lead. Although he hasn't visited the state. He doesn't have any television ads on. So we'll see whether he translates that lead into votes.
Why do you think Trump really hasn't campaigned in Idaho?
I mean, it's a strategy that he's used in some other smaller states as well. You know, he did end up visiting Kansas right at the end, but he didn't for a long time. I think he's mostly just really relying on national media appearances and discussions and debates to, you know, just translate that media exposure into support.
He did send you a tweet, a link to a survey showing he's in the lead in Idaho. And his tweet is, "Thank you, Idaho. I love your potatoes. Nobody grows them better. As president, I will protect your market."
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Do you have discussions in Idaho these days about, you know, who's going for Trump and should Trump be stopped? And, you know, should anybody, are people out with their Trump support? What is the Trump conversation like in Idaho these days?
What I'm hearing is, you know, some support. There's some anger, unhappiness. And I think he kind of demonstrates a change from normal politics that some people can get behind. I think there's also from some non-Trump supporters, some confusion, like what's happening. I think some of the anger or just unhappiness with the current state of things has allowed Trump support in states like Idaho.
So, Professor, your prediction for the Idaho vote is what?
I'm terrible at predicting, but I think it's likely that Trump probably will do well. But I'm really interested to see if whether or not Cruz can actually be a challenge to Trump in the state.
Yes, we're all curious about that. That was Jacqueline Kettler, political science professor at Boise State University. Idaho's Republicans voting in their presidential primary, not in May, but voting today.